Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
We're
and good evening.
And good evening, wherever you are on planet Earth.
Yeah, welcome. I'm Ariel.
And I are... amusing each other.
Well, how we're amusing each other is this. The name of
springing.
That's right. The name of the show is Welcome to Spring. So as our intro music was playing, we both sprung out of our chairs, da-da-da-da, and so we're springing up to you on this beautiful day here, at least it's gorgeous here in New Jersey. Snow on the ground, but... just in patches, and the sun is out, and it's gorgeous. So welcome to our show.
Being Here.
That's right.
And being here is all it takes to have a magical life.
Absolutely.
You just have to be here for your life rather than run off into the future or the past to try to figure out how to survive. You know, the little flowers, you know, I look out our window and I see little patches of green that are going to become daffodils in not too long a period of time.
You know, I stepped outside the front door this morning. We have these little miniature irises and they poked up and there's the brown leaves from last year, a few of them, and there's snow there and it's like they're so brave. They're coming out even in the snow, and they're not worried about whether or not they're going to make it. If you want to see a picture of it, I took a very sweet picture. We put it up on our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy. You can go up there and take a look at it. You can like it if you want. You can like our Facebook page if you want, Transformation Made Easy. But don't do it right now during the show. You know why?
We really want you to... listen.
And be here.
Well, if you really listen, you will be here. That's the interesting thing about listening. It pulls you into the current moment of your life. Or you can distract yourself with your thoughts about what's being said. But that's not true listening. True listening is when you hear another's point of view without seeing whether you agree or disagree, but you allow yourself to hear that point of view. Now, I know we say this every show, but you don't listen.
Or, if you do listen, you don't mind us saying again, because here it is, it's new.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
You know, one of the things on today's show description, if you happen to be listening live, we suggested that you express yourself, that you spring into your life, that you express your passions. So if there's something you would like to express with us today, you can call in. It's a live show. Here's the number. Get ready. It's 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Feel free to call in.
We didn't say this yet, but Ariel and I finish each other's sentences.
Absolutely.
So when we do...
please include it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here we go. You know, our idea about transformation, enlightenment, self-realization, is that it's easy to achieve, and what it requires is you're getting into the current moment of your life. And it's so simple, and it's actually easy, but it's not normal. See, we've all been trained in a psychological modality or paradigm, if you will, that says that your past determines your future and how you are in the current moment. And we've discovered that by just getting into the current moment and being here for it, that's enough for your life to transform. There are three simple principles or ideas that we have noticed really supports people in discovering how to stay centered in their lives. The first one is that anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it indeed does dominate your life. So if there's anything you say no to, that's what you're stuck with. So if you look, you'll see that those things have followed you around that you've disagreed with, not the things that you've allowed to be the way they are. The second principle is that life shows up exactly as it does in the current moment. It can't be any different. So you can't be any different than you are right now. In this moment of now, that's all there is. That's the only way you can be. If you're sitting, you're sitting. Standing, standing. Driving, driving. Walking, walking. Whatever you're doing, that's all you can be doing in this moment of your life. The third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. If you don't judge it, if you just see it, if you just notice the way you're being, that's enough for old mechanical behaviors to dissolve. But you can't see it to dissolve them because that's the first principle. If you're trying to change yourself or fix yourself or make you better in any way, you get stuck with what you're trying to change. First principle.
I like it.
And so we're not going to try to change you or fix you. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we got somebody on the phone already.
So let's take her, shall we?
Katrin.
You with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Northern Germany.
Northern Germany.
What's the weather like where you are?
It's cold, and we still have some snow here.
That sounds like where we are.
You could be in New Jersey. Except for I think it's brighter out right now because you're later than we are.
Yes.
What can we do for me? Are they later?
Yeah.
Oh, they're later, right? Yeah. Yes, later.
What time is it, your time?
It's 5 in the afternoon.
Mm.
5 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's right. We're on daylight savings.
That's right.
They haven't gone there yet.
Right.
What can we do for you,
so
Katrin?
Here we are.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's about success.
Okay.
Okay. And self-expression in a way. I wrote a book for children, as you know.
Yes.
And right now I'm creating it with some very talented friends of mine, and it seems to be really a big thing, or can be a really big thing, and I'm stuck somehow, or I find myself worrying. Yeah. I have a problem with success, I think. I get nervous when I think in that direction, and I'd like to look at it with you.
Okay, well...
go ahead.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
The idea that this book can be a really big thing is just this concept.
Uh-huh.
And what it's doing is it's throwing your attention back on you.
Right.
And I've read the English translation of your book because you were kind enough to send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also seen the illustrations, which are wonderful. The whole concept I personally find inspiring and wonderful.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
But if you take a look at the book and not about you, Katrin.
Yeah.
You had something you wanted to say, something you wanted to let children know, and
right.
their parents. Mm-hmm. So if it's a big thing, great. It's not about you. The success is something extra. It's on the side.
Well, here's the thing, Katrin. You've been mm-hmm. raised in a culture that looks at people who are successful or wealthy as bad.
Yes.
And you live in a small town where people have small minds
mm-hmm.
and they talk about people.
Yeah.
And so you've learned
to pretend that you're small.
That's right.
To avoid notice.
To fit in so you survive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about what's going to happen if you get successful.
Yeah.
You are already successful.
You were successful before you put the first word on that page.
See, you're successful because you're here.
Mm-hmm.
That you've survived, that your family line has survived, that you are here, you're already successful. There's nothing you need to do to be successful.
It's really relieving.
Yeah, you can relax. Maybe.
Yes.
Now, coming from being successful, you can write a book.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw a picture. You can do whatever you like. Whatever
mm-hmm.
you're doing, you're successful at.
Mm-hmm.
See, people have values of what's more successful. But that you're here, that you're alive, that you're experiencing life right now, that's an amazing thing. You know, we have this amazing technology here on planet Earth
mm-hmm.
where, well, first off, this may be the only planet anywhere around here that has life on it. So that you're alive and you're cognitive, you can think and you can see and you can appreciate. That's an amazingly successful thing, given that from all the planets and all the stars that are somewhere around us that we can see through the technology of our telescopes and whatever,
mm-hmm.
this is the only planet that has life.
Right.
So, you're successful.
You're a miracle.
You're a miracle,
yeah.
Exactly. You could enjoy everything you do. You see, you put a pressure on you
mm-hmm.
to be better than you are.
Yes.
As if how you are is not good enough.
You know, the other thing, too, is you have a genetic code in there.
Mm-hmm.
We were speaking with our friend Josh yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he has five children. He and his wife had two children and then triplets.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the different thought processes of his different children, and we were laughing at some of the funny things they say and
mm-hmm.
how they see life. And he was telling us about how one of his daughters drives herself so far forward, like she'll get an A. She loves school. She gets an A. But she thinks that this A is by mistake. And she better get going on the next one because she might fail.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't learn that in particular in the environment around her because her parents are very relaxed and easygoing. That came in the code.
In the
mm-hmm.
genetic code.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have survived from the beginnings of time. What most people think is that they are their birthday. You know, how old you are is the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you've been around forever.
That iris doesn't have to talk to itself about whether or not it should be purple and yellow. It's got a genetic code in there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm saying is that your parents came from their parents who came from their parents who came from their parents. So there's been this never-ending line of life that you are the outcome of.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a thought process, or like you have an aversion to success,
mm-hmm.
or you're concerned about success, or you're afraid of getting in the way of your own success, you take those thought processes very seriously rather than just noticing them.
Right.
And we were talking about it before the show, that awareness is like the radiant heat of the sun. It melts frozen mechanical behaviors.
Mm.
And those are mechanical, encoded ways of thinking and behaving that came along with the package Catherine.
When Ariel says awareness, she means seeing things from a non-judgmental point of view, not looking at it and seeing what's right or wrong with it, but just noticing the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have not been trained to look at the isness of things. We've been trained to look and judge as good or bad or right or wrong or better or worse. And all that is in the realm of change.
Mm-hmm.
In transformation, it's about seeing how things are without judging it. That's all it takes to have things dissolve or clear up or transform.
Mm-hmm.
So your fear or worry about success is nothing. You don't have to think, you don't have to worry about being successful. Are you successful right now?
Yes.
Is it difficult?
No, it's easy and it's really sweet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy and it's sweet.
Yes.
You know, people stress themselves. The other thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you slow down, you get here.
Yes.
Most of us are so driven to get somewhere that we think is more important than here,
mm-hmm.
that we miss how beautiful this moment is.
One of the things that's been happening for Shia and I is that around the producing of our most recent book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, we did a lot of not only writing and editing and getting it out there and promotions, and we hired a publicist who we adore, Sarah Scarlett. We just did a lot of things to get it out there, and it was a very compressed time frame.
Mm-hmm.
That in recent months, we've been doing very little in the way of writing in addition to the writing to fulfill our obligations, like for the Premium Excellence Club, our subscription series. We have each month they get a special article. We have articles of the month on our public. So we do the things that we're already committed to, but we haven't done a lot of extra. And it's been really interesting time frame to let ourselves rest. It's been almost like our own personal winter where we went dormant. And what's happening now for Shia and I, along with spring, and it may just be coincidental, is this renewed sense of wanting to express ourselves out into the world, where we'll just sit down and write something, and it's pleasurable, and it's fun, and it's not something we're making ourselves do, it's something that's wanting to happen, and we're letting it flow. Or spring cleaning around our house.
Well, that's just what I was thinking about. You vacuumed my head again. You hoovered it.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. I've been cleaning up my fly tying area this morning, and it's just giving me so much pleasure to find things that I forgot I had or knew I had but didn't know where they were anymore.
Shia found some pictures of us from our very first fishing trip almost 20 years ago.
That's right. I was about 25 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm. And we were about 20 years younger.
And we were about 20 years younger.
How you doing, Miss Catherine?
I'm feeling really good. I'm so happy I called, really. Thank you.
Yeah, and we got to hear you yesterday on the international call, too.
Yes.
It was such a great call.
Yes, it
we
was.
Really
yeah, really.
We enjoyed that teleseminar that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited that we get to see you in Hamburg when we go there in a couple of weeks.
Yay.
2 weeks now. We'll be flying in.
Yes, me too. I'm so happy you are coming.
Excellent. Hey, for those of you who are in the European community or if you want to make a trip, we're coming, we're going to be there on April 4th for the Freedom to Breathe. And then the 5th, 6th, and 7th, we're doing Creativity and Intuition. And
join us.
Yeah, join us.
We'll
you can come.
Fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Yes.
Hey, Catherine, thank you for calling in
yes,
today.
Yes, thanks, Catherine. We
thank
have
you
to go,
so much.
We have to go to a
You're
break
You're very
now.
Welcome. We're going to a break. So, everyone, you ready? Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Speaking of the international call yesterday, a quick shout-out to our friend Vin, who wrote us this morning after speaking on the call, and also to our friend Donna, who's in Connecticut, the listener. We just thought we'd say hi. And, you know, it's cool. We just heard Rod's voice on the commercial.
Right.
We hear he's back from pilot season in L.A., and we may get to see him on Monday. So.
Wow, that would be... thrilling.
Hey, Rod.
Hey, Rod.
And one last shout-out. It's our friend Alex Jameson's birthday today. Happy birthday. She's been a guest on our show about nutrition, and she's a excellent lady, and so we wish her a happy day. We have a caller. Shall we take
it? Yes. Soma, how are you there?
How are you?
We are good, Soma. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in the office.
Okay.
Where is your office?
I work in Midtown, Times Square.
Midtown Manhattan?
Yep.
Excellent. You say Midtown, but there's lots of Midtowns around the world. We have a worldwide listenership.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's such a great place. I just think that, you know, everybody should know it.
Okay.
That's great.
So I have two questions.
Okay.
Okay, start with one.
And do it nice and slow so we can be sure and follow you.
Yeah, I know that. Okay. So with the onset of spring, we expect, you know, a lot of colorful things to happen to us. So, but there is some, you know, somewhere inside they feel that there could be some unexpected surprises.
You said at the start of the spring, we expect lots of colorful things to happen for us. What was the next part you said?
So, but then, you know, somewhere within us, we know that there could be some unpleasant surprises.
Unpleasant surprises, okay.
Yeah, so how do we handle that? You know, how do we be there and still enjoy, you know, the pleasant spring?
Okay.
Like, you know,
well,
last week it was snowing all of a sudden.
But here's the thing. What you call unpleasant surprises are when life shows up and it doesn't meet your preferences. So you would prefer that it be bright and sunny and it shows up snowy and cold.
And it's your disagreement with what is that makes it unpleasant, not necessarily the circumstances themselves.
Right. So some people love the snow.
Like, for instance, this past week, there were times when the snow came down and it was so beautiful. Now, if I have the expectation, oh, it's March, will you be done with this already?
We want spring.
Then it's unpleasant.
And today is the first day of spring.
That's right.
All right.
You know, I was laying in bed a couple nights ago, and we have skylights over our bed. And it was not only snowing, it was sleeting, and you could hear it hit the window like the ice in hard pings. And I thought, oh, this is really a great night to be in bed and not out there. It wasn't unpleasant.
So, I mean, it's just that, you know, I was like walking on the streets. It was, you know, the streets were so bad. I felt like, oh my God, if I could, you know, I'm expecting something pleasant, but if it is turning out to be something like this way, how do I handle it?
Well, you see, you're resisting it is what makes it unpleasant.
It makes it so bad.
That's right. When you resist something, when you say no to the way your life is, it becomes unpleasant because you get to be right that life is showing up wrong from your point of view. And so you punish yourself to prove you're right that it should be different.
You know,
you're thinking a lot, Soma.
I'll give you an example, Soma. I'm just going to give you a contrasting example. You ready?
Yep.
Shai and I have recently found a television show on the National Geographic Channel on TV that we enjoy, and it's called Alaska State Troopers. And it follows different state troopers and in the state of Alaska and, you know, their jobs, from wild moose to people who are doing drugs to just everything that they follow around these different troopers. And one of the things that amazes me is how cold it gets there. And sometimes these guys are doing search and rescue in 40-degree below zero temperatures. 40 below zero.
And I feel like, ooh, it's cold because it's 29 degrees in the morning when I wake up.
And what's wild is how these guys can be cheerful in 40 below zero.
But they expect it to be 40 below zero in Alaska. That's why they live there.
And they're going about their jobs as if it's their idea, which includes the weather. And one of the things that happens here in what they call the lower 48 is that we
indulge ourselves
in complaining about what is. You're not going about your life as if the weather is your idea. You don't get up in the morning and say, what have I ordered for today? Oh, right now I've ordered a little sun and wind.
A little bit of clouds, lot of wind?
Some wind and snow on the ground, huh?
Right. That's what we ordered up for today. You can either resist showing up in your life, and then you don't have a life.
You know, this is a really perfect time, Soma, to talk once again about those three principles of instantaneous transformation, because you're not super familiar with them. The first is anything you resist.
That means you say no to, disagree with, don't like, don't want, wish were different.
Persists, and in this case, gets colder and miserable. And the second...
The other thing is this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
New York City, they clean the streets pretty quickly when it snows.
You betcha.
But, you know...
I mean, I'm not saying about the snow as such. I mean, I'm comparing that to, you know, I'm expecting certain things to happen in my life. So, I mean, which I'm hoping to be so pleasant.
But here's the other thing. See, you're thinking about things happening in your life in the future
that are going to be more pleasant than this moment.
That's right. You're not operating like this moment is your life, is the whole thing. This moment is a whole ball of wax.
How do I control that? You know, somewhere... The mind goes to the future. And in fact, after the workshop, I had a great thing of, you know, being there. It was very pleasant, but I'm finding it difficult to follow.
To follow or to stay in the current moment?
Yeah, to stay in the current moment.
That's, okay, good. See, here's the thing. You've got, how old are you, Soma?
26. No.
36, yeah?
Twenty-six.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made you an old man. Okay.
That's right.
So, good.
You have a quarter century.
You have 26 years of practicing, living your life, thinking something in the future is going to be better than the current moment. And then you bumped into us. And now you discover there's a possibility to have the current moment be your life. But you keep on getting lost in the old way of thinking about the future is going to be better than now. So the game, Soma, is when you get lost thinking about the future and you see it, you're already back in the present moment. Otherwise, you'd be still lost in the thoughts about the future.
It's a little bit like this. We're going to use a weather metaphor again. Sometimes in March it snows and it looks like winter is coming back. That's like old mechanical behaviors.
So it's like noticing that your mind rushes off to the future
once again,
or the past, and you worry about things and how they're going to turn out sometime in the future. That's an old mechanical behavior, and sometimes that happens.
But it's never as strong, and it doesn't last as long. And with the radiant heat of your awareness, those old things will melt. But as you're saying, I'm having challenge holding it. Yes, notice that you have a challenge holding it, but don't judge yourself for that. If you don't judge yourself for that, you're, as Shia just said, already back.
See, the other thing is I love your question. I really love it. See,
thank you. You
are new enough to transformation that you still can see the old mechanical behaviors, and then you see when they disappear.
And you're aware of them coming back with a trace memory of having been centered a very short time ago.
Right. So you have these moments when you're really present, and then you see yourself going off again, and you say, oh, no, I'm not supposed to go off. You are supposed to go off when you do. See, look, your life is showing up perfectly, Soma. You don't have to worry about anything, really.
You just have
to follow the movie. See, life shows up like a projection, like a movie. And if you don't resist it but follow it, it becomes fun to see the twists and turns that it takes you on. And whether you It's like being on a roller coaster. You know, whether you scream and yell or not, it doesn't stop you from going down that roller coaster slide when it reaches the top and goes down. But then you come up the other side.
Yeah. The other thing is you're doing exactly what you need to do if you want to be able to be centered and in the moment with consistency. You're coming to Monday nights in New York City. You're calling in and asking this question. It's practice. You know, recently I got a new little travel computer. My MacBook Air died, so we got ourselves a new one. And we purchased this thing called One-to-One, where you go in for a year and you can have one-to-one coaching sessions with the people at Apple. And I went in and I wanted to learn a little bit more about photos. So they have a program there called iPhoto, and I know quite a bit, but I went in, I figured there's all this stuff I taught myself. There's all this stuff I don't know. So I sat down with the expert. His name was Brian, and he taught me a bunch of things I didn't know. And in the moment he taught me them, they made sense, and I was fully able to do them. But as I sat down in the next week, it was a little less, I wasn't as facile with it as I was when I was, number one, in his presence, and because he's an expert at it.
And, you know, when you're around us, we're expert at living in the moment. That's what we do. That's all we do. So you, by
osmosis,
or by being in the presence of somebody who's good at something, you get better at what they're good at.
Yeah.
So for me, then, when I'm on my own, it's really important a couple things. One is that I relax, I slow down, I look at what is rather than talk to myself about whether or not I'm good at it, and I practice. And then it's mine, and then I own it, and then I'm an expert, too.
In fact, you know, after attending the workshops, the, you know, Monday sessions, I felt so, you know, I could see some transformation in me. I hope you guys remember, I'm so much interested in subatomic physics. Subatomic physics?
What about subatomic physics?
The quantum science.
We said that a subatomic particle can exist simultaneously throughout the universe until it gets measured, and that's where it's stuck forever.
And that's what happens when people label themselves
exactly.
as a something, like no good at something, you stick yourself there.
That's what you're talking about, yes?
Yeah, that stuck me so much. You know, I would have never done, you know, I actually made a presentation to the New York University yesterday about my topic of interest, and they really liked it. So, I mean, I would never have gone to that, you know, if it was not for your way you explained me about how to transform. So I'm so grateful to that. But, you know, I'm expecting the results probably by tomorrow. So, you know, right now, somewhere, I want to be quiet, but, you know, the mind says, oh, come on, what will happen? So that's why I asked that question.
So, Soma, just slow down 5%. Just slow everything down a little bit, and everything will work out easier. You see, you've got this incredibly facile, quick, intelligent mind.
Okay.
And you've lived through that voice in your head that projects futures and worries about things. You've lived through that for 26 years, and so it's become your, like, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Yeah, it's like your right hand. You reach for everything with that mind, with that facility of thought and intellect, rather than discover your intuition and your sense of being the being that you are, rather than the voice you listen to.
And you're also demonstrating something really neat. People are often realize that they get off center when they're upset, that they're out of sync. But you can also get out of sync when you're excited. And it can rev you up faster than being in sync with your life.
Yeah, and what we're talking about is discovering how to live your life in sync with the current moment of your life. And magic happens when you're here for it, but when you're rushing off to figure out how things should be or could be, then you miss this moment. And this is it. This is all there is. See, most people think that there's a future, but the future only shows up as now.
You know, Shia was talking about the daffodils in our yard. We know they're daffodils because they came up there last year and the year before, etc. But right now, there aren't blooms. They are green heads poking out of the ground. We need to be patient. It will bloom in its own time. And each year, depending on the weather, it's a little bit different, whether it's warmer or cooler, or how much rain. But it comes up at a similar time of year. You are in the process of blossoming, Soma.
But you don't want to rip the petals apart.
Because you're impatient and you want
right.
more to happen faster. It's this incredible unfolding of spring.
Of your life. Your life unfolds in each moment if you're here for it. You have to let the blossom open on its own, though. Otherwise, you don't have the flower. You just have ripped petals.
You know, we have to go to a break. Can you come back with us after the break if you want to ask your second question?
Yes, sure.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So we'll be back with Soma, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
We were listening to the commercials along with you, and the last commercial about our show, the voiceover was done by that very talented Leah. And Leah, if you're listening, gotta say, really enjoying listening to your voice. Are you with us, Soma?
Yes.
Excellent.
So what was your second question, sir?
So this is it. I find the spring at two different places at two different times. I know I'm part of both, But, you know, somewhere I feel that I don't belong to one. I mean, like, you know, if I have to put it in a straightforward fashion, I'm basically from India. So, you know, I grew up in a different world, and now I'm here in the U.S. for the last 5-6 years. So somewhere my mind says, you know, this is better, or, you know, somewhere it says, no, get back, you know, you could find a better spring there. So how do
you
I...
find a better what?
You know, a better way of life. I mean, like, let's say I'm here all by myself. I don't have, you know, a family. My family is back in India. So, I mean, I'm finding it, you know, I find some spring there, you know, with my family. But at the same time, I could see another colorful life here. So it's like, you know, my mind is stuck between the two.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Right now, Soma, you're in New York City.
In Midtown.
Right. So you don't have to worry about where you're supposed to be. You are where you're supposed to be in the current moment.
You know, I grew up on the other side of this country. I grew up in Oregon. And I used to be mentally torn between being there and being here. But what I've discovered is that I am not being disloyal to my family, who all lives out there, or where I grew up, by really enjoying my life here. And in fact, when I really enjoy my life here, then when I go there to visit, I really appreciate what's there.
And there, she becomes a gift to those people there because she's well in herself.
And I know that you don't have a family here, but if you keep investing in who's around you at work, in the transformational community on Monday nights, you can create a new type of family, a deep and meaningful connections with whoever's in your world
really?
Right now.
You can
in
have,
addition.
You can have really lovely relationships with people where you can feel loved and seen and honored for who you are. And you don't have to be in India to have that.
I must say that I could feel that. You know, I'm really thankful to you and to the entire community. It is a great community there.
Well, thank you.
We really love you, too, because you're a great man. And we appreciate you every time we see you. And it's obvious that transformation is happening in your life.
Oh, yeah. And I owe that to you all. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And thanks for calling, Soma. Really a treat speaking with you today.
We have
another caller holding, so we're going to say goodbye. But once again, I just want to echo what Shia just said. We really appreciated your calling in today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Lenore.
Are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Great Neck, Long Island.
Great Neck. All right.
Yes.
Going a little further east.
Yeah. And it's sunny. Cool, but sunny. Lovely.
Excellent.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I have noticed something recently. Well, actually, it may have been with me all along, but I've noticed that I get very excited to do something when I'm, for example, I'm on my way home. I'll have a great idea for a handbag I want to design, and I can't wait to get started on it. And I've been working with someone to get with Colleen, actually a friend of mine, and yours, to get my sewing room straightened out, and I get really excited. And then I get home, and I end up doing something else and not getting to doing the thing I was so excited about.
Well, here's the thing. You know what I have to say about that? Don't take it wrong, but so what?
As in S-E-W what?
As in S-O what? I mean, you know, the truth is, you know, sometimes you have great ideas. Ariel was talking about it yesterday on the international call, how when we travel a lot, you know, when we're traveling back, say, from Europe, and we have just flown for 8 hours and been up for 12 and are...
We've led a workshop for a week or 10 days.
And then we're in the car service car that picked us up at the airport, and we're on our way home. She's thinking about all the things she's going to do when we get home.
I'm going to unpack, and I'm going to wash the clothes, and I'm going to do shopping, and I'm going to make dinner, and then I'm going to do the emails. And that's code for me, mental code for, hey, I'm tired.
I need a break.
I've come to realize that great scheme of plans I have is really code for I need a break.
Wow.
But you see, here's the thing. You are very motivated to, accomplish things. You're, there's a word for it.
A doer.
A doer, right. Okay, a doer. To achieve, you're an overachiever, if you will.
Okay.
And so when you take a break, you don't take a break.
You don't
give yourself a break when you're taking a break. So you never get fully charged. Your battery doesn't get charged. You don't get rested.
Well, Caitlin was talking about it at Monday Night Alive, how she was raised in a culture where if you don't do things for yourself, you're somehow frowned down upon. She made a really funny joke about, what, you went out and bought a turkey for Thanksgiving? Why didn't you go out and shoot one? You know, that there's the whole do-it-yourself mentality there. And it was funny yesterday because I went out and bought, along with food, some, we were food shopping, and I bought some Brussels sprouts that had been prepared by the store, so they'd already been roasted, because I love roasted Brussels sprouts. And I was laughing at myself because I thought it was terribly, extremely indulgent on my part not to do it myself.
Yeah.
And so with you think about these things, and then, you get home, you're tired, and your body wants to rest. And then you beat on yourself, even though you don't do what you're beating on yourself for.
Right.
You beat on yourself like you should have.
Well, I'll tell you part of the reason why you're tired when you get home in this case, in addition to, perhaps you've had a full day.
Mm-hmm.
When you are forward thinking the way you're describing, you're actually not where you are and you're burning a lot of energy. So if I use an example from me and my creation, which is not making handbags, not having like an inspiration for handbag, but say an inspiration for an article.
Okay.
Shai mentioned something to me the other morning, and I had a full-blown article show up in my head. And what it meant was I would have to go and, type it out on the computer. It's important if I'm in the midst of something not to think about, to use your words, I can't wait to go and write that article. I can wait. And not only that, I need to wait. It's important to wait. It's not the time to do it right now. I put it in a file in my mind, trusting that it'll be there full-blown again when it's an appropriate time, and then I don't think about it until I'm doing it.
Now, you might do it by just making a note on a notepad.
I do that as well.
To, about the design of this pocketbook that you thought about, so you don't lose it, and, keep your notepad so it doesn't get lost, so you have notes to yourself. You could probably do it through your iPhone, too, and just dictate what you need to say.
Yeah.
I know you have an iPhone. And so you just put it somewhere other than your thought. See, our game is to keep our mind clear, and so we don't clutter it with all the things we want to do, need to do, have to do. Anything that needs to get done, we write it down somewhere, and it's now got, it exists outside of our mind, so we're not constantly wasting energy thinking about what we got to do.
And then what happens is when it's ready, we open that notebook, And we have our notes, and then we do it. But then we're really there where we are. And if you're really where you are, for instance, today in Great Neck, Long Island, then when you get home, you'll be really where you are at home rather than off to a distant, quote, better future that you can't wait to get to.
Yeah, it's really, Lino, about being where you are rather than thinking something is better than this. In fact, when you're off thinking about designs, you're avoiding where you are.
Wow.
So if you slow down enough to be where you are, suddenly life becomes full and rich where you are, not like someday when I achieve this, someday when I get that. You know what's interesting? Ariel holds 5 current world records for fly fishing, you know?
Yeah.
And I hold 0 world records for fly fishing. Interestingly enough, we went on this trip recently to the Bahamas, and I caught a world record horse-eye jack, you know, a type of fish. And
wow.
It would have beaten the current world record, but I didn't have a tape measure with me or a scale with me.
So he let it go.
So I let it go.
Uh-huh.
And I won't get that world record. But so what? I got that world record in my head. That moment was so amazing because I was there for it. If I were trying to get a world record, I probably wouldn't.
Let me just really briefly go back to Soma's dream of India versus New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me looking out my window and dreaming about summer and how much better it is. I'm really enjoying the patches of snow on the ground, the bare trees,
the robin. We saw our first robin
in
spring.
Nip in the air. It's like the way, the angle of the light. If I don't enjoy this, then when I get into heavy summer and
it'll be just too hot.
It'll be too hot or bugs, and I'll be dreaming of fall, or I'll be dreaming of being in Costa Rica for our Costa Rican adventures. I won't be where I am in my life.
And where you are in your life is your life. This moment, those of you who are listening right now, this moment is your life. Not when the show is over and you get back to doing your job. Not someday. This is it. See, and most of us don't realize that this is it. We're still holding out for that better something someday. More, different, better. And more, different, better doesn't produce satisfaction.
And when you're here, it's new, it's renewal, it's spring. It's like waking up after a long sleep. By the way, we mentioned you could go to our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page and like that photo and like the page. You can do it now because guess what?
The show is
coming to an end. And one quick last invitation, and I'm inviting you, Lenore, Transformational Time and Project Management, the end of April, April 27th and 28th. That way, you can train yourself to be where you are and enjoy those projects as you're doing them.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Hey, everyone, we need to go. We'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.